The Restaurant of Lost Recipes by Hisashi Kashiwai, read by Hanako Footman.
I first decided to write about the Kamogawa Diner, a casual restaurant that doubles as a detective agency, for two main reasons. I loved the relaxed atmosphere of casual restaurants, which we called shokudo in Japanese, and I felt a longing for the food I had eaten in the past. We don't have to go as far as Marcel Proust's Madeleine to realize that our memories are often bound up with food. When we are reunited with a dish we ate a long time ago, the hands of the clock turn back, and everything we felt and thought at that time in our lives comes vividly back to us. Of course, our bodies can't actually travel back in time, but our minds and hearts can. And something told me food might just be the key to that journey. We only get to where we are in life after a great deal of doubt and indecision along the way. I found myself wondering about the lives we might now be leading if we had chosen different paths in the past. Maybe by returning to the dishes we ate at those turning points, we would be able to judge for ourselves whether we had made the right decision. This became the theme of these novels. At the same time, I realized that on its own, a food detective agency might come across as a little snobbish. So, for the sake of balance, I decided the agency would double as a cheap casual shokudo. The 10 novels that have been published so far in this series in Japan have featured around 60 dishes in total. Practically all of them dishes I personally adore. In writing these books, I have drawn on the food I ate as a young child, teenager, and adult. I've even tried recreating dishes myself, or gone traveling to distant parts of the country in search of them. But it's not just delicious food I want to depict. I also want to convey the sheer emotion that goes into making food in the first place, and to encourage the reader to reflect on what the act of eating might mean. There are still plenty of dishes from the past I'd love to return to, which means I still have plenty of books to write in this series. I hope my readers in the United Kingdom will look forward to them as much as I do. Hisashi Kashiwa.
Chapter 1. Nori Ben. 1. Kyosuke Kitano jumped off the Keihan Express at Shichijo Station, walked up the stairs and out into daylight, then stopped to gaze at the swirling waters of the Kamogawa. It was 5 years since he'd moved from the southern prefecture of Oita to nearby Osaka, and yet this was his first trip to Kyoto. Slung over his shoulder was a navy sports bag printed with the name of his university, its straps digging into his upper arm. Tiny rivers of sweat were running down his muscular neck, leaving damp patches on his white polo shirt. Squinting against the sunlight bouncing off the river, he looked down at the map in his hand and began walking west. After crossing a bridge, he reached Kawaramachi Dori, where he stopped and began rotating the map this way and that, swiveling on the spot as he did so. He glanced around, cocking his head from side to side in hopeless confusion. Noticing a man cycling past with a wooden box of the sort used for food deliveries, he called out, "Excuse me, which way is Higashi Honganji Temple?" "Straight that way," replied the man, pointing west. "Take a right down Karasuma Dori." He began pedaling off. "It's actually a restaurant on Shomen Dori I'm looking for," said Kyosuke, jogging to keep up. The man set his feet down from the pedals again. "Mr. Kamogawa's place?" "Yes, that's the one." Kyosuke showed the man his map. "The Kamogawa Diner." "Third right, then the second left.